Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned that Tzadi Aleph and Masechta Ksubas. Some of the topics we learned about include the explanations to the Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon regarding Ksubas Benin Dichrin, in the case of Achaz V'Chayim V'Achaz B'Moise. The first wife died while he still was alive, and the second wife died after he died. Mahalach of Moise Dinner. The Chacham only initiated Ksubas Benin Dichrin when there is a Moise Dinner, when the estate exceeds the Ksuba amounts with the minimum of one dinner, and with the remaining Yerusha is divided equally between the Yerushin, because lo mi'akra nachlo d'iraisa. The takana does not uproot the Torah requirement of Yerusha that all sons inherit equally, aside for a bechor, firstborn that receives pishnayim, a double portion. However, the Chachamim did not initiate ksubas benin dichrin when there is no meiser dinner, when the estate does not exceed the ksuba amounts by one dinner, because mi'akra nachlo d'iraisa. The takana uproots the Torah requirement of equal Yerusha. The halacha of Shuma beBezdin, the Maisa dinner can only be assessed by Bezdin. In the case of Merubin v'Nismatu, there was a Maisa dinner in the estate b'shas Misa Za'av, at the time of the father's death, but the estate's value subsequently decreased, in which there was no Maisa dinner in the estate b'shas Shumas Bezdin, at the time of Bezdin's assessment. In the case of Mu'atin v'Nisrabu, there was no Maisa dinner in the estate b'shas Misa Za'av, but the estate's value subsequently increased, in which there is a moiser dinner in the estate b'shas shumas bezdin. The question of tirfa b'kama kazvina. When a malchayev, a lender, confiscates karka from a lekeach, a buyer, to collect a debt owed by the meicher, the seller, in which the malchayev overassessed the karka's value, which amount needs to be recorded in the shtar tirfa? The confiscation document which lekeach uses to collect reimbursement from the meicher, the seller.